Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek. Absent is Commissioner Brooks. We have a 9:30 agenda item, meeting with county attorneys for a legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have two. First action item, it is considered detention clinician pass-through funds agreement with Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections. Clinician, there you go. That's how you roll that off the tongue. Yes. And legal's reviewed the document?
Yes.
Okay.
Chairman.
Well, I was a mayor, so I'm used to be calling your honors. Hey, any respect around here I can get, I'll take it, all right? Yeah. Ms. Leighton, do you have questions?
Just a comment. I'm really happy to see this and to be able to approve this. For a number of years, the county did not fund a clinician, which was a detriment for the detainees in there. So to have these grant funds receded and then used for their intended purpose is a win. Director Brown can speak to that. It's $103,000. It runs from July 1st to June 30th of 27. But this is a really great win for kids that unfortunately find themselves in the system.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Commissioner. This has been going on for many years. We did fight hard to get this. It took us a while, but they did come through with it, and it's been going on for some time. I do see it going through in the future also. Before we had clinicians, we were the clinicians. And so, we mentor as much as possible, but it is, since we've gotten the clinician, it has turned everything around. And with our mental health increasing and doing things like that, it really helps us to get these kids in a place where they need to be.
Yeah, and Chairman, he's already touched on it, but it says no guarantee of continuation, but you've already evidently checked that out. This doesn't look like it's in jeopardy.
No.
Okay. Chairman, I move that the board approves the pass-through funds recipient agreement in the amount of $103,000 for a detention clinician. It's pass-through funds received by the state of Idaho, from the state of Idaho.
I would gladly second that motion. So the motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Second action item is consider supplemental services addendum with Forensic Logic for crime tracer maintenance.
Signed that.
She hasn't signed it yet. Yeah, there's a signature page for. Good morning. Has legal reviewed the contract?
Chair, Commissioner, we have. It is identical to prior year's agreements. Increase of $500, but otherwise identical terms and conditions.
Good. Chief, any comments?
Chairman, no. This is something that this is a grant. Using grant funds, it will be reimbursed 100%, but this is something that falls within the grant that we pay for in prior years and provides a critical service. So we're in agreement that we should continue to use the grant funds for this purpose.
Okay. Program. Okay.
Yep. Chairman, I'm in favor of approving this. Thank you, Chief, for being here today. And with that, I move that the board signs the supplemental services addendum with Forensic Logic for crime tracer maintenance as presented.
All right. I would second that motion. So the motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Very good. All right. I have probably one item that I need to have some legal counsel on, likely litigation. So under D and F. Is there anything else that we have before we go?
Yes, under C, I'd like to update the board on a couple of properties.
Property issues.
Looking at.
Okay.
Okay, Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session granted under Idaho Code 742061 subsection C regarding acquisition of interest in real property, D, records exempt from public disclosure, and F, to communicate with the board's legal counsel regarding or pending or likely litigation.
All right. I would second the motion. So the motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries. So let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.